Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of the virtues of waiting for salah. As we explained it in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the adhan would go, people would gather, and then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come, they would stand up for salah and they would perform salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, as we did the previous hadith and as we will do today in today's hadith also, he explained to salah, to sahaba, that a person waiting for salah is as though he is in salah. So a person doesn't lose hope, he doesn't get discouraged that my time has got wasted, that I'm waiting here, my time has been wasted, so long I had to wait for the salah. It doesn't happen like that. A person has yaqeen that, well, so long as I'm waiting here, I'm sitting here and waiting for salah, nothing is keeping me back except salah, then this person is as though he is in salah. So therefore a person doesn't think that his time is getting wasted. Normally a person would wait in a waiting room if he's got an appointment, and the longer he's taking, that all the time that he's waiting, his time is going away. But when he's waiting in the masjid, it's completely different. Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him as though this person is already in salah, just by him waiting for the salah to take place. So therefore, as we explained, that waiting for salah, we should be happy. We should also think in our heart and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I could have been waiting in some queue to buy one ticket for one soccer match, one cricket match, or to waiting at the entrance to get into some haram cricket match, rugby match, soccer match, World Cup, whatever it is. Or sometimes Allah ta'ala protect us and make our hifazat. Sometimes it can be waiting to go into some movie theater, some haram place, some haram den. But Allah ta'ala is saving us and is allowing us to wait in the masjid for such a noble, great purpose. And what is that noble, great purpose? That purpose is to wait for salah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَن يَرَى عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see upon His servant the asar, the effects of the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has given this person. Allah loves to see it. The background of this hadith is that there was one sahabi that outwardly he came completely disheveled, old clothes, looking in a very, very needy position. Outwardly he looked as though he was in need, the way he was dressed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, are you in need? So this sahabi explains, no, that I got a lot of wealth, I'm a very wealthy person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said in this hadith that Allah loves to see upon his servant the athar, the effect of the ni'mah that Allah ta'ala has given this person. So in other words, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with a house, he makes use of the house. Allah has blessed a person with good clothes, he makes use of those clothes. Allah has blessed a person with food, he makes use of that food. He doesn't go into extravagance, he doesn't waste, but at the same time, he doesn't make naqadri of the ni'mat by not using the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given him. So one ulama explained, one is those physical ni'mats, those ni'mats we can see, we can touch, we have some type of physical existence. And then you get the ni'mat that has ma'nawi existence. In other words, it doesn't have a physical existence, but it does exist. For example, Allah Ta'ala creates love between father and son, between husband and wife, between neighbors, between community members. This love is something we can't see, but we can see the effect of the love, where the son is respecting the father, the husband and wife are living happily in the home. So like that, you get deen also. Deen is a ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. The greatest ni'mat we can ever have in this world is the ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us. That is the greatest ni'mat. So even that ni'mat, Allah likes to see the asar upon a person. Allah likes to see the effect upon the person. One is the ni'mat that Allah has given us. He has given us deen. And now that we learning and we listening to so many virtues, the next thing we need to implement is see that how the effect of what we are learning, the effect of what we are listening to, how much is that in our life? Allah likes to see that. Allah loves to see that. This person knows what is right, he knows what is wrong. He's listening to the fadail, he's listening to the virtues. But that effect, is it in his life or not, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see. So today we do the last hadith and we complete this chapter. An Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhara laylatan salat al-isha'i ila shatri al-layli, thumma aqbala alayna biwajhihi ba'da ma salla. فقال صلى الناس ورقدوا ولم تزالوا في صلاة منذ انتظرتموها رواه البخاري. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delayed the Isha Salah until half the night had passed. At that time we explained there was no such thing as 10 minutes, 15 minutes after Azan Salah will start. As people would come and then the crowd would get big, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would come and he'll perform the Salah. But on this one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to perform the Isha Salah after half the night had passed. In other words, you take the night and you divide it into two. Say half the night had passed, so probably close to midnight around that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, or maybe around 11 o'clock in our time, just as an example, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come to perform the Isha Salah. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Isha Salah, he turned to us and he said that the people have performed their Salah and they have gone to sleep, but you were in Salah for the duration of time that you were waiting for it. Other people in other places where they have finished, they performed the Salah, they've gone to sleep already by now. You people that are waiting here in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you people that are waiting here, you are in the duration of Salah from the time you have been waiting for Salah. In other words, your time hasn't got wasted. From other hadith we learn that somebody came to discuss some matter with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a result of that discussion of that with the person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got a bit late, came out for the Salah late after half the night had passed. So therefore Rasulullah sallam gave this fazilat and the fadail to the Sahaba and explained to them after Salah. He turned around and he explained to Sahaba, your time didn't get wasted. You were in Salah. In other words, such a great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala had blessed you with. You were waiting, it didn't get wasted, you were in Salah. So therefore, as I explained, we come early to the masjid, we perform our nafil sawalat, our nawafil, etc. And just our mere sitting, waiting for Salah, Allah's kindness is such that though we're already in Salah. Then if a person makes dhikr, he makes dua, he makes tilawat, this now is additional reward that he's getting over and above the reward of already being in Salah. So this is the virtue of coming early to the masjid. Therefore, we should always make it a point of coming early to the masjid. So we can, one ni'mat and one virtue we can get is this virtue, is that we're already in Salah by waiting for Salah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.